Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Tom Throssell for Community Comment. With less than 3 weeks till Thanksgiving, it's the time of the year when many people begin to think about thanking other people. Many people, including my wife, do a 30-day of thanks challenge during the month of November and post on social media one thing they're thankful for each day of the whole month. I find it interesting that most research shows that something as simple as thanking your employees improves workplace productivity. When Douglas Conant took over as the CEO of Campbell's Soup in 2001, the company's stock was falling steeply. His challenge was to lead the company back to greatness. Conant says the company had a very toxic culture. Employees were disheartened, management systems were dysfunctional, trust was low, and a lot of people felt and behaved like victims. One of the things he did to begin righting the ship was to walk. He walked up to 10,000 steps a day. That's about 5 miles a day. He got out of his office, walked the production lines, and he purposefully interacted with as many employees as possible. The other thing I found interesting that he did was he began to write. Not books or long letters, but handwritten thank you notes. He says that he sent out about 30,000 handwritten thank you notes to employees and others who partnered with the company. He was celebrating their accomplishments and thanked them for a job well done. He said later that whenever he would go into the world in employee cubicles, he'd find his handwritten notes posted on their bulletin boards. Less than 8 years later, the company had turned a corner and boasted huge improvement in retaining employees' productivity and profits, all because the boss put on sneakers and sent out thank you cards. Being thanked makes a huge difference in our lives. Well, I'm almost done with my community comment for the day, but I want to make one more point. If you heard the story of Douglas Conant and thought, yeah, my boss should get out and walk more, send me a handwritten thank you note, then I think you've missed the point I'm trying to make here. Whether you see it or not, you're a leader. You lead someone. Your children, your nieces, your nephews, grandchildren, neighbors, others who look up to you, or coworkers. Instead of thinking, man, I wish people would thank me more, I encourage you to take the initiative and thank those around you. Use a handwritten card if necessary, but let people know how appreciative you are and that you're thankful to them. I remember one Thanksgiving day I woke up with a horrible sore throat. I needed something for the pain, and we didn't have anything in the medicine cabinet. So I went to Walgreens on Broadway, and they were open. I got what I needed, and as I was checking out, I thanked the young lady behind the counter for working Thanksgiving Day. I was so grateful she had given up her holiday to work so that I could get the medicine I needed. Her eyes lit up, and she got this great big smile on her face as she said, "You are welcome." Well, thank somebody today. It might just make our community a little better. Well, thank you for listening. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.